News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and yes, just plain right. So this is a thing that I love to do every single week. We usually do it at 4 o'clock, but coming up today, we had to schedule what we could. We have Congressman Mo Brooks coming on at 4, so the guys have been good enough to shift their schedules and make themselves available for the Grand Council at 3:30.
That's what we got bumped for?
That's what you got bumped for, was the guy you endorsed, dude.
He's never on this station, is he? I don't know if I've ever heard Mo Brooks on this.
He's now lost my endorsement.
I told him, I said, you know, it's Dale. And he goes, tell Dale I said. And so that's how it went. Anyway, there you go.
Dale said, yes, sir.
All right, hey, listen, I'm calling the roll. Dale Jackson, that you?
What, Colonel, I'm here.
All right, stand to these. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are.
Whoa, some energy there.
I mean, a little more than usual.
No, there's no energy there.
Copper, they're going to banter all day. Play the sound effect.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right, we're good. The Grand Council is convened. We got Dale Jackson from WVNN, myself, and Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the nether regions of our state. We ask each other questions. We don't know the questions in advance. We see how we answer. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we don't. We still love each other when it's over. Jeff Poor, you go first.
Let's look at the gubernatorial race. A signal poll out this morning shows Kay Ivey right on the verge of averting a runoff, but not quite there yet. I guess my question is this. I think she's in bigger trouble than she may realize in a runoff, because I think the price of gas is about to go up, guys. I think the after Memorial Day, the mix changes, the blend changes, and that causes gas prices to go up. So tell me what you think. Is it, you know, obviously she wants to avoid a runoff, but if she gets in a runoff, it's just fraught with all kinds of pitfalls.
Dale, you first.
I think she's going to probably, if you put a gun to my head, I think you say she ekes out without a runoff, mostly because she's close. There are some undecided. She'll get some of those. And I think that she will be able to survive without a runoff.
Huh. Well, I'm more pragmatic. I still think she's going to have a runoff. I've been predicting it for weeks. She's at, what, 46, Jeff, in that most recent poll today?
48.
48. Well, I'm gonna say that when it's all said and done, there's going to be some that bail on her, and she's going to actually wind up being closer to like 42 to 44, somewhere in there. But I do agree with you. I think that one of the biggest issues affecting her right now is the fact that she was the chief architect, at least in the eyes of the public, of that gas tax. And 10 cents on the gallon right now hurts, and her office will not even talk about freezing the gas tax in the meantime. She could probably save herself by coming out there and saying, y'all, we're going to freeze that gas tax, and she won't do it. Your thoughts on your own question, Jeff?
Yeah, I think you'll see Governor Ivey throw everything at it these last few days, maybe even start attacking her opponents, whatever it is, to get to 50% plus one. It's already looking that way to me, that you already see a little more activity from the Ivey camp than you have all election. And I think they know what's coming on the other side, and they cannot be vulnerable in that situation.
All right, there it is. So I'll go ahead and flip the question next to Dale. What you got, buddy?
Why has Lou Burdett all of a sudden got a whole bunch of love from our friends at AL.com and the rest of the media? What is it about this guy that all of a sudden they're like, well, he's the one who's got the real issues. He's talking about the issues. And Tim James, according to J.D. Crow, just wants to beat up transgender people. I don't know. It's a very odd thing happening. Why is Lou Burdett getting all this attention?
I think because, number one, they're championing the underdog. They're trying to spread the votes. They're trying to influence things. You know, I'll be honest with you. If you've had a chance to meet Lou Burdett in person, and I have spent some time with him here in my studio a few weeks ago, the guy is solid as an individual. He comes across incredibly well. If he had more money in his campaign, I think he'd be a far bigger force in this election than he's showing right now. But in the end, if there's a runoff, I think that he's going to wind up, if he's not in the runoff, which it doesn't look like he's going to be, I think that his getting behind whoever is in the runoff against Ivey is going to have an impact. I mean, I think he's a legit candidate in terms of having he just didn't have the name ID and the money right now. Right. Jeff?
Yeah, well, I think part of it's this, too, that the other two contenders aren't the incumbent. They haven't leaned heavy on either right of center talking points or wisdom, or they're just Trump, and that Burdett not really having done a lot of that. He's done a little bit of it. He hasn't totally been dismissed of it, but I think that is just bait for the mainstream media in this state.
Dale, your own question. What do you postulate on it?
They're pricks, and they know he's going to lose, so they're trying to make it like he's the only reasonable one so they can turn around and say, they wouldn't even look at this reasonable guy. That's what I think they're doing.
Okay. AL.com. All right. Hey, listen, my question. I want to hear from you. If you had to pick an issue, what is it, and you kind of talked about your version, I think, Jeff, with the gas tax, but what single issue do you think is keeping Ivy from just running away with this? I mean, but dadgum, she was the treasurer, then she was the lieutenant governor, then she's been the governor for 6 years, and she's got name ID out the yang, and she's the incumbent, and she's got all the money. But she can't seem to poll above 50% consistently. So what single issue do you think is keeping her from running away with it right now? Jeff, you first.
I don't think it's rebuild Alabama. I think it was the COVID protocols. I think it's the lockdowns. I think it's all that stuff. And she never led on it. She had other states that were doing more and being more forthcoming with loosening some of those restrictions. She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't even hear it. And sometimes I think, you know, at times she would just extend things another month just because she could. It seemed that way. So I think that really is what's keeping her under 50%, because people are like, I just don't know about her and the way she plays fast and lose with individual liberties.
Dale?
Well, I'm going to go a little bit of a different way here. I think the thing that's keeping her from running away with it is that she has nothing to run on at all. She's got all those things you just said, incumbency, money, and all these other things, but she has no signature issue that she's running on. What is it, the gas tax? She isn't running on that. What is her signature issue? Other than twist arms on the gas tax, what has she actually fought for? And there's nothing. So she's just getting the power of, oh, we know who she is. Oh, you know, this is just what it is. She likes Trump. Okay, great. And that's basically it. And she's got some cutesy ads. So I think what's saving her is all those things you mentioned. There's nothing helping her.
I agree. And I think I'm going to spin off a little bit of what you just said, Dale. I think what's hurting her is that she's not seen as a fighter. I think that she's sitting here in the comparison and contrast with her neighboring governor, Ron DeSantis. I mean, when people watch DeSantis daily in the news and they go, man, that's what a governor should look like, and then they go, we don't have that. I think that's what's holding her back, is that comparison, because you're starting to see what happens when a governor truly governs. And she, I think she has appeared older and tired. I think she has appeared to have no real agenda other than just steadying the ship of state, which you can only say that for so long. And yeah, we have a great unemployment rate, but right now it's the legislature doing things. She just signs the bills. So there's that. Tell you what, let's do this. That's a perfect spot to end about a minute earlier than usual. Copper, go ahead and take us to the break. We'll do that. That's round one of the Triple Dipper. Round one of the Grand Council. With Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, and me, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned for the Grand Council. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, dadgummit. All right, hey, listen, we're going back to the Grand Council. I got Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions, and our own Dale Jackson, program director, morning show guy extraordinaire. We're in round two of the Grand Council. I think we're back to you, Jeff. What's your next question?
Signal Alabama Daily News poll, Katie Britt 30.8, Mo Brooks 28.5, Mike Durant 24.3. Anyway, the point being, Mo Brooks in a statistical tie with Katie Britt here and down at Mar-a-Lago. That Trump's looking at the possibility of re-endorsing Mo Brooks. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, but are you buying the Mo Brooks search? Do you think he's got a shot at even finishing on top here?
Wait, is that a news story for real?
Well, no, it's just
reporting from Jeff Poor. I heard a rumor story.
Jeff doesn't do jokes, so I don't know. Jeff
it's
hates
not a joke.
Jokes.
It is, and you could say, well, I heard a rumor. I mean, it's whatever you want to make of it. Okay,
that's like Bill Britt saying sources say.
No, hold on, stop. This is a serious question. I know Dale Jackson shouldn't be stopping you guys and saying serious question here. This is a serious question, Jeff. Is that actually being said in the real world that Donald Trump is considering re-endorsing Mo Brooks?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. All right. You heard it right here on Right Side Radio.
Why would I make that up?
Was there a question here?
Tell me. I got to get before I can go any further. Why would I make that up?
Well, because it sounds ridiculous, first off.
Jeff,
you don't
Dale Jackson. Jeff, it's Dale Jackson. Ask your question.
That was the question. It was, are you buying that Mo Brooks could finish out in front here? Now he's a statistical tie with Katie Britt.
I do.
Okay.
I buy it. The momentum seems to be against both Britt and Durant because they seem to be getting attacked nonstop. Mo Brooks is kind of just taps dancing his way through the minefield and may end up on the other side in first place.
And I think, too, I think there's a strong possibility of it because I think some people who took the immediately, like, you know, the slump their shoulders, walk away from Mo Brooks when he lost the Trump endorsement are having, you know, seller's remorse. And they're starting to go, wait a minute, you know, hang on, maybe. Because they're realizing the only one with a voting record to look at that does what a lot of the electorate wants is Mo Brooks. He's certainly a viable candidate. So, yeah, I think there's no telling what the ads are going to be like in the next few days. But if there's some means by which they can drag Katie Britt down another point or two, then, yes, I think Mo Brooks could come back number one. Jeff, your own question, what do you postulate, my friend?
I think Mo under polls. I think he's right in striking distance. And I don't know if this poll itself is an outlier. It's the first one we've really seen of this nature. But I think he under polls. I think Katie polls about right. I think Durant way over polls. I think that's a low information play. And I think he's got a shot here. And if Mo Brooks finishes ahead of Katie Britt, look for Trump to reconsider his pulled endorsement.
All right, well, then I need to know from Dale Jackson. This is not my real question, but Dale Jackson, would he take the re-endorsement? Would Mo Brooks
hell
say,
yes!
Okay.
I mean, yeah, hell yeah, you take it. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad you saw the error of your ways. Goodbye. Yes, absolutely.
But he's got to do what he's doing now. He can't go back to that MAGA Mo whatever.
No, I agree.
Okay. All right, Dale, ask a freaking question.
All right, always toting. Jeremy, no. How come a TV station hasn't gone and followed him around and be like, hey, where's your shotgun at?
Yeah, it's a great question. You're hitting on kind of like what my question is going to be in a minute, but that's, and when you listen to it too, I mean, truth in advertising, please, handpicked by Trump, it says, to run the PSC. First of all, he doesn't run the PSC, and Trump doesn't pick anybody for the PSC.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff, you want to chime in on that one?
Yeah, because the media is most of the media in the state don't even know what the PSC is. And that's why they're not following around, because we have such a lackluster political media in Alabama.
Jeff's on fire today. I like this. He was mad at me on Sunday, too, and on Wednesday. Jeff's been mad all week. I like it.
All right, I'm asking my question. You ready? So it kind of segues right off of there, what Dale just did. But here's my question for you. This has been a wacky campaign season. There have been polls all over the place. There have been endorsements and unendorsements. There have been all kinds of just – all right, what's the most over-the-top campaign ad that you have seen or heard? Radio or TV, doesn't matter. What's the most over-the-top that you look at and go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Who advised them to do that? Jeff.
I'm going with the
I said Jeff.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Jeff.
I said Dale. I said Jeff.
Sorry.
I think there's a lot of them, I guess, but when it comes to kind of like trying to make make any of these candidates out to be gun grabbers or pro-abortionist or whatever. It's so insulting. It's so insulting from these consultants because they think you're a bunch of dumb rednecks down in Alabama, and they could just throw this out at you and say Mo Brooks is pro Nancy Pelosi or whatever, and you're dumb enough to believe it. I mean, it's that kind of stuff. I know it's not specific, and I'm sorry, I just can't cite one, but it's that stuff that really irritates me.
I like Jeff when he's had Red Bull. This is good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm on a tie, a statistical dead heat for over-the-top ads. The first one for me is always toting Jeremy Oden. It has to be, I mean, unfortunately, it's like an earworm. It sticks in your brain, and that's probably the point. But the other one, though, is the China Ivy. The China Ivy from this group that came out of nowhere and is running these ads calling her China Ivy. Now, I'm frustrated with Governor Ivy. I'm really hoping that somebody takes her place. But the truth is, calling her China Ivy is a bit of a stretch. Dale, your own. What do you think?
The fact that they referenced Tokyo Rose in that commercial as well is unbelievable. I just can't believe it. It's wild. I can't believe
it. It's like borderline racist, isn't it?
Yes.
There's something to it. It's just ridiculous. I would have to, since you guys mentioned a lot of them already, let me just say the commercial that references Gilligan's Island, and there's one in Birmingham.
Yes.
There's one in Birmingham that references the Addams Family. And they are unbelievably bad, and all of those candidates deserve to lose.
Y'all get all of the good ads. Could just tell you something. Jeremy Totenode is not in the Mobile market.
Really?
They have not heard that. They're not advertising down there.
Well, they must know he's always toting.
He's running for a certain place on the PSC.
Half of your ad money, when you spend in Mobile market, half of that goes into the Panhandle of Florida and the Pensacola area, so people just don't play in Mobile.
That's true.
They probably already know he's toting because everyone calls him that, and they've called him that the whole time. Listen, I was at an event, and I'm not going to say who or anything like that, but they were all laughing in Jeremy Oden's face. Not in his face, but they were all making fun of him and stuff like that. But I will tell you this. Is it effective? Probably, because it's so stupid.
All right, guys. We got about a minute and a half, so I'm going to do – this is like a lightning round last-minute thing here. This is the last time we do a grand council before next week's primary election day. I want a hard and fast prediction on the record right now, grand council. In the Senate race, do you see a runoff, and who are they? And in the governor's race, do you see a runoff, and who are they? Jeff, you first.
Here's a bold prediction. I think Katie's going to finish out front. I think Durant's going to finish in the teens. I think it's Mo Brooks, Katie runoff, and then in the gubernatorial race, I'm still the smart money is Ivy misses the runoff. I mean, gets the runoff with Tim James.
Notice he said the smart money. Okay, go ahead, Dale.
I got to agree with everything he said, but I like this new poll. I like the momentum. I like the Trump re-endorsement of Mo Brooks. So I am saying Mo Brooks finishes in first. Katie Britt finishes in second. Durant, he ruins his legacy and finishes in third.
All right, so I'm going to jump out there and say, yes, there will be a runoff in the U.S. Senate race. And based on everything that I'm seeing, hearing, smelling right now, I'm going to say it's going to wind up being Britt barely in front, like by a point, maybe two, and next is going to wind up being Brooks. And then the governor's race, I'm going to still say there's a runoff. So I'm the only one of the three of us saying there's a runoff, and it's going to wind up being Ivy and James. And game on to June from there.
I mean, I hope you're right. I endorsed Tim James today, so.
Oh, well, that's probably dragging him down the polls. There we go. His campaign is now sunk.
It's over.
All right, guys. Appreciate you as always. Great time. Appreciate you being available at 3:30. That's the Grand Council, folks, with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5, our own Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, and humble me, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. You guys stay tuned. Coming up next, Congressman Mo Brooks. We'll talk to him about his race and where things are headed. Be right back.